Senior CSIRO climate scientists have spoken out against plans by the government science agency to cut back on climate research. A chief research scientist at the CSIRO has told PM that Australia risks losing world-leading research capabilities. Another senior climate researcher at the CSIRO says the restructure puts all the agency's climate science work under a cloud, and that includes work which helps with weather prediction, ocean rescue, defence capabilities, and natural disaster prediction. The CSIRO's chief executive continued to defend his planned shake-up today. Simon Lauder reports.
Climate scientists are meeting for a major conference, but an announcement late last week put a last-minute political spin on today's gathering. They rallied outside the Melbourne venue to express support for CSIRO climate scientists. The CSIRO says 350 people may lose their positions over 2 years through redeployment or redundancy. CSIRO fellow in Oceans and Atmosphere Dr. John Church says he expects about 100 positions will be cut from his division.
This is a decision to cease all climate change research in CSIRO. This is an area where the Australian people need active and important results into the future.
Senior CSIRO research scientist Dr. Wenju Chai spent a long time on the phone inside the conference venue trying to find out more about the cuts. He told PM his team is not taking the news well.
We are not talking about so many people who could lose their job. We are also talking about losing Australia's climate research capability that we spent the past 40 years to build.
When you say Australia's climate research capability, what is Australia losing?
We had a world-leading capability in a lot of areas. At this stage, we don't know which area will be affected. For example, the sea level research capability, our climate modelling research capability, our ocean acidification, ocean carbon observation capability.
And it's a tough day for you. I saw you having a long phone conversation a while ago. How much longer until you find out exactly what is being lost?
We have no idea at this stage yet. I think this process could be very long.
This afternoon, Chief Executive Larry Marshall announced on the CSIRO website that the Cape Grim Air Pollution Monitoring Station and the research ship RV Investigator are not under threat from these changes. He also says he expects the CSIRO's Oceans and Atmosphere business to go from about 420 staff to about 355. Research scientist Dr. Susan Wafels is one of them, and she's worried for her team, which monitors the oceans.
So this is the problem, really. Climate change is just one aspect of climate science. The same observing system feeds into our seasonal climate forecasting to predict floods and droughts. It plays some role in weather prediction. It plays a major role in ocean forecasting, which helps us with search and rescue, marine industries and defence.
Will this monitoring continue at the CSIRO?
We don't know yet. Some of those facilities, I think, are at risk. But more importantly, they require strong scientific leadership. And if that leadership is removed or is no longer of interest to the CSIRO, we need to find another place to ensure that those key observational data streams continue on.
How tough is this time for you? I know it's a sensitive time and you're waiting to find out exactly who will go. Are you in that position yourself?
Yes, so I think my team and I are sitting in a period of great uncertainty, and I think it'll be several weeks before we really understand the full flow-on effects of the decisions that have been made, particularly I think for the young people in our team. This is a very distraught time, so we just have to support each other and try and get through it.
And what about the argument that it's okay to do less climate change monitoring because there'll be a greater emphasis on adaptation?
It's a bit of a false argument because adaptation requires those same systems, that same technology, those same people, so it doesn't really make sense, that argument. We already know there's a substantial amount of climate change that we have to adapt to. And knowing what that is in Sydney, in Melbourne, in Perth, in Tasmania, all through Australia, only Australian scientists will care about that. This will not be done by someone sitting, in New York or in London or another part of the world. They have their own adaptation science to do.
And Australia's for a long time been seen as a leader in climate science. Do you fear that's now
at risk?
Yes, I think so.
A spokesman for the Science Minister, Christopher Pyne, says the CSIRO will continue to invest heavily in climate research with a focus on new ways to mitigate climate change.
Simon Lauder.